Let's talk to Robert Ory, man. Friend of the show. He's brought to you by Bet Online. And Robert, it's good to have you back on the show. I'm curious, and I want to start with the Lakers, because everybody's talking about Bronny and all this. Realistically, what kind of impact is he going to have? What are we talking about with Bronny and the Lakers?
You know what? He can't make an impact because there's no room for him on the team. You know, and you think about who's in front of him. Everybody in front of him is better. So I think it's one of those things that most GMs are moving towards, is, you know, the potential of players. And I think they see that he has some potential, so they're going to try to groom him to be, you know, whatever player they want him to be. So there's no impact there. Now, you're talking about Ricky making an impact, it's going to be connect.
Yeah, I mean, I think we love the fact that, you know, you get to see something we've never seen with a father playing with a son, Robert. But, I mean, if you're working on the merit right. system, it seemed like it was a bit of a stretch, a leap of faith to put this deal together.
Yeah, it's a little bit of stress, you know. I've been seeing Bronny play for a long time because his son and my son, you know, they're rival schools, Harvard, Westlake, Sierra Canyon. So I've been watching him play for a long time. So I know he has athletic ability, but he still has to be, you know, turned into an NBA player. He's not there yet.
How's your boy doing, by the way?
He's doing great. He's over at UCLA. You know, Cronin is, you know, kicking their butts every day. So.
Yeah.
He, every time I talk to him, he's tired. So I said, welcome to the life of a college athlete.
No doubt. Mick Cronin, the coach at UCLA. It is Robert Ory. All right, Robert, let's start in the Eastern Conference. Celtics, obviously, defending champs. I don't think there's any fall off there, but it's always hard to defend. You know what that's like. Talk to us about what you think that's going to look like. And then who are the legitimate contenders, in your opinion, as the season gets underway in the Eastern Conference?
You know, you look at the East, you know, everybody says it's the, you know, defending champions title to take. And it is in this case because they're going to need Porzingis to stay healthy. If Porzingis can stay healthy, they got an excellent shot to beat repeat. Because the thing about it that doesn't get talked enough about the Celtics is their defensive roster. You know, you think about Holiday, you think about White, you think about, you know, all those guys. I'm not even mentioning the guys who will potentially be MVP players in the whole entire league, but you got the little guys like that that does so much for the team and defensively. And they play very well together. I know everybody's going to talk about the chip that Tatum has on the shoulder, but that has nothing to do with anything because NBA basketball and Olympic basketball is two different things. And outside of that, you know, the Sixers I thought would be have a shot at, fighting for the title, but Paul George can't stay healthy. Embiid can't stay healthy. And then you roll over to Milwaukee Bucks. Is just like, are they ready though? You know, it seems like after they won that one championship, they got high on the hog and was never to do anything else again. So it's the Celtics to win in the East and OKC to win in the West, and that's how it's going to roll down in my book.
Obviously, Robert Ory, Knicks fans are feeling that they've made the moves. Carl alluded to it. Cat coming over there. Michael Bridges. They got a great backcourt. They got all Villanova on that team. But do you think it's all hype, or you think they will push the Celtics for the East?
Well, I think they will push the Celtics for the East, but I think it's still, you know, how do they play together? Think about it. When you add two dynamic pieces like Bridges and Cat, will Cat get the same touches he got in Minnesota? You know, will Bridges be okay with just playing defense like a bigger Josh Hart? You know, people don't understand there's a mental part of this game that comes into effect. And when you're not happy mentally, you check out. Mentally, you make mistakes, and mentally, it just doesn't work for you. And you got to wait to the first 10 to 15 games to see if this Cat and Brunson deal will work out.
It is Robert Ory joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As we talk about potential MVPs, what are you looking at as we get the season started? I mean, you know, it's easy to just say, all right, it's going to be somebody that we've expected. But what about the unexpected? Like, I was just talking about Ant-Man. I mean, like, somebody's going to step up and have, I think, a really incredible season. He's one of those candidates that I'm looking at as potential MVP candidate. What about you?
You know, for me, I think Ant-Man has a great ability to win MVP, but I think people remember stuff. And Ant-Man has talked about these legends, and some of these legends get votes.
Yes.
And so they're not going to vote for him. I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander will win MVP this year because, you know, he was right there knocking on the door last year. And I think their team is going to be better than they were last year. So when you win, you know, unless your name is Jason Tatum, you get talked about as an MVP candidate.
Robert, it's true. Robert, let me ask you, do you think this whole notion that, like, Luka's out of shape – he's fat, or however it's being phrased. You know, coming into last season, he said he needed to get in better shape, and he did, and they went a long way. But, like, how much does that go against him ultimately living up to his potential as good as he is?
I think a lot of it goes down to his attitude on the court. He gets a lot of texts, and the NBA, you know, they don't want that. And then also, he didn't play no defense. He got exposed so much in the NBA Finals, you know, just like, you know, Rudy Gobert got exposed. It's so many things that the NBA is like, you know, they're going to look at him like, well, we can't give it to him because he's not, you know, that quote-unquote two-way player. He cries a lot. There's so many things that can, you know, knock him down a peg. And that's why I say you look at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you look at guys like Jokic, they just play the game. You know, Giannis, Ant-Man, these guys just play the game without the antics of crying and getting texts. So I think that is one of the things. If he can cut that down and stay on the court and try, I mean, try to play a little defense, he might have a chance of winning the MVP. The odds are 15-4 right now, but I'm taking 17-4 for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I'm taking those odds.
It's a guy that we thought was going to be an MVP at one point, and that's our man, Trae Young. Now, we tried DeJounte Murray. It didn't work out. DeJounte's kind of like saying what went down behind the curtain now. He's telling people, Robert, what are we going to do here? We're, what, 35 wins is our over-under for the Hawks. We got a lot of new faces. We went with a French kid, Reece Hoshea, who looks like he's got potential. We just signed Jalen Johnson. Are we just going to be in that same locked-in play-in game, or you think we can make a run?
You know, the Hawks are one of those teams where you, like, you throw your hands up and like, I don't know what you're going to get out of this team. and because you think about it, you look at Trae, the way he's able to control a game. You look at Bogdanovic, the way he's able to shoot. And it's like Jalen Johnson, of course, you just mentioned, but they're missing some guys who can lock down defensively. Because at the end of the day, I know we love the three ball, and we talk about scoring. You know, you need someone to stop someone. And if you go down that roster, it's like who on that team has a defensive mind? Maybe Larry Nance Jr.? You know, DeAndre Hunter, that's about it. And so, you know, I would say Clint Capella, but he's too old now. He can't block my shot. And so I just think these guys just need to get better defensively. You know, we talk about offense all the time, but you look at the Celtics. When they need to lock somebody down, what did Drew Holiday do? You know, what did Brown do? What did White do? They lock down people. So, and the Celtics, I mean, I'm sorry, the Hawks just don't have that.
Check out Bet Online for updated NBA odds, win totals, and player stats. All right, one last thing before we let you go. I love Kobe, obviously, and I was playing 2K24, which is the Kobe edition. I don't know if you're familiar with this, Robert. Maybe you are. And in this NBA 2K, there's Kobe moments, so you can go and relive moments that happened with the Lakers and Kobe. One of those moments is Kobe's 48-16 rebound game against the Kings. What do you remember about game four? Because you were there.
I mostly remember me.
You hit some big shots.
I mostly remember me. Now, you know what? It's always a happy, sad day when I pick up the 2K and look at him. And I'm like, man, you know, I had some great moments with him. You know, I think about just the moments he and I shared where we had a signal where I would jump out of bounds and throw him a long pass, and he either get a dunk or a layup and something of that nature. So it's just great when you can share moments with one of the great. I think about all the greats from Tim Duncan to Dream to Clyde. You know, think about the people I play with just to share moments with these guys who made the Hall of Fame and helped me on my journey to 7 championships. Man, it was a miraculous run for me.
Yeah, that was a crazy series, by the way, that King series back in the early 2000s. Robert, man, we appreciate you stopping by, as always. Look forward to our visits during the season. NBA starts tonight, guys. Robert Horry, thanks so much.
All right, guys. Have a great day. You